This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
A man's on his own till he dies.
Hello.
Every week.
Yeah, we're Showtime.
Do you want to start that again? Maybe.
No, I'm happy.
Cool.
Yeah, we're Showtime, the musical theatre show here at University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella. That's Abby.
Hello.
You know the drill.
Everything's as usual.
Yeah. You can get in touch with us at any point during the evening using the online messaging service.
Lovely.
Thank you. URN1350.net or through the app. You can also find us on Facebook, URN Showtime, or Twitter, Showtime URN, where Abby will be live tweeting the entire show. I need that as a jingle that I just play.
Well, I wonder how many people can now, like speaking along with it. Like, I wonder if they can, like, mouth along to it.
Next week I'm making you do it.
Oh, I'm trying to remember everything.
I was just testing you outside.
Oh,
you
had my musical theatre knowledge in front of a friend who I haven't seen for a while. I'm like, damn, come on, I'm going to remember all these facts.
Abby would say, like, what's going on tonight? I'm like, oh, we're opening with From Here to Eternity. Abby, explain From Here to Eternity. You forgot Pearl Harbor.
I knew it began with a P, and I knew it was involved Japan and the USA, and I was like, what is it called? And I'm a history student,
Abby,
as well.
The ex-history student.
I know.
And then you tried to explain Come From Away, and you're just like, 38 planes.
It's the only thing I know.
But yeah, opening tonight, it was Fight the Fight from a musical called From Here to Eternity. I have to put like extra words in that because you can't say from Here to Eternity.
It's
too many froms.
From
Here to Eternity. Musical by Tim Rice and Stuart Brayson. That song performed by Robert Lonsdale, who I just love.
He's great.
The sound of his voice. I feel it's one of those very love it or hate it things, but I really love it, and I think it's a great song, and I think his voice really adds to the song. The musical, it's one of those things that has a lot of layers to it. It was originally a book by James Jones, published in 1951. Then there was a film adaptation in 1953, and then it opened as a musical in 2013. It's set in 1941 at the Schofield Barracks in Hawaii, just before the attack on Pearl Harbor. And the musical was nominated for 4 What's on Stage Awards, New Musical, Actor for Robert Lonsdale, Best Supporting Actor for Ryan Sampson, who appears in the Sontaran episode of Doctor Who with David Tennant.
If you're interested.
And then Best Choreography as well. Didn't win any. Aww. And then it closed after 6 months, which is why I think it's kind of been forgotten by time. But I love it. And the reason we're starting with it partly is because it's been almost a year to the day since I discovered it. It was Monday of the last week that's just gone that we first played Fight the Fight on Showtime. And I'm not gonna lie,
I think it's
one of our most played songs. I remember that week we'd played it and I had to come up with a playlist for the following show.
And you wanted to play it.
Oh no, it wasn't that. I couldn't think of any song because that was literally the only song I'd listened to all week. It takes 6 Fight the Fights to walk from my house to the URN studios. I would just listen to it all the time. I was so ill as well.
You were. It was a busy week for you.
Yeah, trying to sing along to it. Just like croaking out. It was weird. Suits it, not going to lie, but yeah. But it's been a year since that happened.
A good anniversary.
Yeah. It's been a big week.
It has.
To the point at which I really haven't seen Abby in like 4 days.
Yeah. Like, this is really weird because I'm like, I also want to catch you up on like what the week has happened, or like the end of the week has been, but we have to do the show first.
Unfortunately. Yes. So on Thursday, it was the Student Radio Awards.
Woo!
Exciting. We had been nominated for Best Specialist Music. Unfortunately, we didn't win anything. But URN had its most successful year. We got 5 golds, which is more than any student radio station ever before, including Best Station and Branding. We got Kevin Greening for Creativity, Live Event, Multiplatform. It was amazing evening.
So you're still listening to the best student radio station in the country.
Well, you're listening to the best student radio station in the country. And then this show is in the top 6 of music shows in the country because of the nominations. But they're all rock shows.
So we're the best musical theatre student radio show in the country, people.
We're
in the country. This is the level, people.
Like, I'm not kidding. No one is more surprised than me. and I'm not going to lie. Like, it was such a good evening. And I have to say, the reaction of people to us not winning
has
been so lovely. Shout out to Zoe McLeod, Zozo MacLeod, as she would hate to be known. She was like so upset on our behalf and was just so, so lovely.
A lot of people were really rooting for us because I guess it's just such a niche show as well, because it's show tunes and this.
It's just madness. This is the thing, we got nominated for me just like talking to one of my friends about something I love. So I thought what we would do is, because I think I'm the only person, aside from my brother, and you have heard this entry, I just think you've forgotten. I thought we'd play our best, freshest music entry, just to give people like a flavour of what we do on Showtime. Maybe you're a new listener, maybe you've been inspired by our nomination. And
also to show off Ella's amazing editing skills to make us sound like we know what we're doing.
I'm not going to lie, there's one bit, blow high, blow low. God, cracking editing that. But it's become, like, there's a bit in this that's become, like, my legacy. People are impersonating it to me. Where it's just like, not quite as good as Louise. People say it to my face.
It's now a thing.
I feel famous.
At URN.
Basically, we're going to play it. Because, like, I'm so honoured by our nomination. But also, I think it's a really good summary of what we do here at Showtime. It's just, like, the music and madness and an awful lot of Alfie Bowe and Nathan Lane. What more could you want? That was the madness that got us an SRA nomination, which is amazing. And I'm just so honoured.
Yes.
And what was really nice, because people kept coming over on the evening and being like, oh, you know, like on the bright side, like, you know, XYZ, you're still the best musical theatre show, or like, you know, we're really upset you haven't won, you deserve to win. And people kept saying that phrase, on the bright side. I'm saying, like, I'm me. So they would go, on the bright side. And I go, always look on the bright the entire evening. And I'm not one to waste an opportunity. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play from Spamalot. This is Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Enjoy.
This is a total bloody disaster.
Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, from the original Broadway cast recording of Spamalot. Performed there by Tim Curry and Michael McGrath as King Arthur and Patsy, respectively. Oh, Tim Curry.
Great.
It's the fact that, like, I've realised as an adult that all these major musical theatre performers, Tim Curry, David Hyde Pierce, Christian Borle, they're all in Spamalot.
And the reason why you love them so much is you're like, hang on.
Very formative years. I listened to the soundtrack. For some reason, we'd put it on in the car, driving back from Salford, taking my brother to university. And the finale number played. And I'm ashamed and impressed in equal measures that I knew all the words, all the mannerisms, all the dance moves. Still, I'm pretty sure my mum wasn't impressed. brilliant show. Really recommend it. I saw it in Nottingham last year. Had a really bad hay fever attack. It was great. The show was brilliant.
Your life is just I had to run to calamity after another.
I had to run to Tesco at the interval to buy more tissues, and the security guard there wanted a chat, and I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I've got to go. I'm like, this isn't the time. You seem lovely. I will come back.
Yes, after the show.
We do always take requests on this show, and the next one is especially for Freya. She's a huge fan of Jason Mraz.
It's just the way that you said huge.
I'll admit, when I started the sentence, I didn't expect to say it like that.
Very Miranda.
I'm pleased I did.
Yeah. Great, good. Anyway, yes, for Freya.
Freya, big fan of Jason Mraz, and he's just made his Broadway debut by taking over the role of Dr. Jim Pometer in Sarah Bareilles' Waitress. He's currently playing the role opposite Betsy Wolfe, who plays Jenna Hunterson. She is the eponymous waitress who gets pregnant and falls in love with her gynecologist. It's a tale of oldest time.
As you do.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Really made Ella laugh.
SRA nominated.
You're damn right.
It's based on, we found this out the Tony special like 2 years ago. It's based on a 2007 film, which we didn't know was a thing. Yeah. I'd forgotten it was a thing until I was writing the notes for this. I'm like,
apparently it was not as good, but the musical has done very, very well.
It has indeed. And Sarah Bareilles' first release, so she wrote it, but she released a concept album.
Yes.
Kind of, it was like a proper album. It's called What's Inside, Songs from Waitress. And it's like the concept album of the show. So we're going to call it the concept album of the show because it basically is, even though it's not marketed as
technically
that. And she sang all the songs in that rather than the cast recording. And Jason Mraz was brought in to sing the role of Dr. Pomatter in the concept album.
So clearly only one thing could happen.
So it's like, now he's playing the role and it's come full circle and it's really nice. I'm like, there's a video of him singing opposite Betsy Wolfe that I'll get Abby to share. There are various songs and an interview. I personally think he sounds better with Sarah Bareilles. I think their voices go nicer together. I love Betsy Wolfe. Her singing Let It Sing from Violet is one of my all-time favourite musical theatre moments.
Yeah.
But I think Jason Mraz's voice goes better with Sarah Bareilles. Which is fine, because that's the song we've got to play.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
The one advantage of choosing your own music is you could be like, I prefer this one. We're doing this.
I run this show as a dictatorship. It's fine. Let's not ever finish a link on dictatorships future.
SRA nominated is all I'm going to say.
Can't take it away from us now. From the concept album of Waitress, this is Sarah Bareilles and Jason Mraz with Bad Idea. The next show is one of our most requested musicals on Showtime, and I'm so excited that it is coming to Nottingham next year. It is Hairspray, which is, not even kidding, potentially the most like feel-good, danceable musical that's ever been written. It is brilliant.
If you're ever having a bad day.
The UK tour of Hairspray opened in Cardiff back in August. It goes to Carlisle tomorrow and will be in Nottingham from the 13th to the 24th of February next year. It's literally going all over the country, like to every place available, other than Leeds. Don't tell Abby.
Shh. I won't say anything.
But like Milton Keynes, Sheffield, Bradford, Manchester, Hull, everywhere. It has been announced this week as well that the tour will now be going to a further 8 venues, including Oxford, Newcastle and Dublin. So like, you haven't got an excuse to not go and see it. It's amazing as a show.
Yes.
We mentioned it earlier this year because they're having open auditions for the role of Tracy Turnblad, which was run by Rebecca Mendoza. It's a tradition within Hairspray to have someone brand new to the stage playing Tracy, just as it's tradition to have Edna Turnblad, her mum, played by a man.
Yeah. Which I think is... I think the open auditions for Tracy is really great.
Yeah.
It's such a, like... it must be such a fun role to play with as well.
Oh, yeah.
And just to go for it, because Tracy's just such a happy, go-for-it character.
Yeah.
It must be a really good start
to your career. Rebecca Mendoza is, like, so, so lovely. Such a good part of the role. And also Matt Rickson, who's playing Edna Turnblad. They get on so well together.
Aww.
It's so adorable. He's like, oh, my stage daughter. I love you both.
You're like, oh, I'll be the stage daughter. I'll be Tracy. I'll go for it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I love Matt Rickson to bits. He's amazing as Edna. The role of Edna Turnblad was played in the original Broadway production back in 2002 by Harvey Fierstein. He's a American actor and playwright. He wrote the book for La Cage aux Folles, Newsies, Kinky Boots, all sorts. He's an amazing guy.
All great musicals.
Oh, they really are. Cracking shows. I'm using the word cracking a lot tonight.
Cracking's a new one.
We need a cracking klaxon. We'll move on.
Okay.
Harvey Fierstein won a Tony for Best Actor for his role in Hairspray back in, well, it was 2003 that he won the award. Hairspray was nominated for 13 awards actually that year. Won 8 of them. Very much the URN of musicals at the Tony Awards.
I would love if we had like Hairspray as our official station musical.
That'd be amazing. Love this show, and it's just so jolly and wonderful. You cannot resist dancing to it. So from the original Broadway cast recording, this is Welcome to the 60s. Oh, I love it. Welcome to the 60s from the original Broadway cast recording of Hairspray.
Fantastic song.
It's so good.
Know all of the words. Know some of the mannerisms, though, mainly from the film.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We need to watch Hairspray at some point.
We do.
We should have like a Showtime viewing of
Showtime watches, and I'll live tweet it.
Yes! Well, that's a feature.
As I sometimes do with Eurovision.
That's going to get us a nomination next year.
Excellent. Done. Live stream it.
And if you like that, you can catch it in Nottingham from the 13th to the 24th of February next year. Do go and do that because it's a brilliant show. We didn't really have a link between that song and our next song, but Abby's dad has kind of provided us
who has managed to get mentioned a lot over the past few weeks.
He's doing well for himself.
He's doing real well.
Abby, would you like to reveal to listeners how...
Okay.
Your dad features so heavily in the show.
Well, okay, so the musical Fat Friends opened at Leeds Grand this past week, and it was written by Nick Lloyd Webber, who is the son of Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. And guess who my dad drove to the premiere opening night of Fat Friends? None other than both Andrew and Nick Lloyd Webber. It was just What?
It was amazing.
That's just his day. That's just his job.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, he's a firefighter by trade, but it's a weird thing. No.
They got to go. They got to put the siren on. It was really fun.
No, he's, of course, a chauffeur.
And apparently he did mention that we were taking over Elaine Page soon on Radio 2.
I love that. I love that Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber's like sat in the car being like, this guy, what the heck's going on? Do you not know that Elaine Page featured in some of my shows?
Indeed. And then a few years from now, when you are, of course, in the coveted Radio 2 slot, he's going to come on the show and be like, hang on a second. Heard about her years ago, of course. Founded the girl myself, practically.
We should get sponsored by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Please. If he's listening, he might be. I mean, mention Showtime.
It is unlikely.
Highly. But if he is, can you imagine? To the chaos.
That'd be amazing.
Lovely.
But yeah, For Our Friends, the musical, as Abby said, has just opened. It is based on a TV show by Kay Mellor, who has now teamed up with Nick Lloyd Webber. The story of the show centres around the upcoming wedding of Kelly and Kevin, played by Jodie Prenger and Freddie Flintoff, respectively, and Kelly's attempt to try and lose weight before the wedding day by getting involved with the slimming group. As I've said, it's playing in Leeds at the moment. It's there till 2nd of December before it starts touring, and we'll be in Nottingham from the 26th to the 31st of March next year. It's meant to be very, very funny.
Yes.
But unfortunately, there's been no cast recording or like any songs to do with it, so we can't play anything from it. Sad. Nick Lloyd Webber, if you're listening, or Andrew, if you want to like pass
please
it on to
yourself, please get in touch.
Send us some songs from
it. If you can send us Jodie and Freddie down to the studio, that would be great.
I've talked to Jodie. Yeah, I've interviewed Jodie Prenger when she was doing Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tell Me on a Sunday.
You should get in touch. Be like, hey, we know each other.
Remember me. We're great friends. So basically, because there's no cast recording yet, I thought what we'd do instead is play something by Jodie Prenger, who, let's face it, she's a veteran of the stage now. Been in One Man, Two Governors, Calamity Jane, Annie, Tell Me on a Sunday, Shirley Valentine, she's currently been in. Even started as Lady of the Lake in the first UK tour of Spamalot, which we played earlier.
Of course.
She's amazing.
All over the shop.
But she's most famous for winning the role of Nancy in the 2009 London revival of Oliver, after competing in the show I'd Do Anything. And so we're going to play something from Oliver.
Now.
It's going somewhere, trust me. The cast recording was one of those that's done live, like From Here to Eternity, rather than in a studio. And I really like that fact because I don't think Jodie Prenger sounds as good here as she could.
Okay.
She is a phenomenal singer. She makes a great Nancy. We can all agree on that. But there are times she fumbles her words. She runs out of breath slightly. If you listen out for it, it's quite noticeable.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that it happens because it like shows her progression to now. And things like that make me happy.
It also shows that like, although everyone is fantastic, she's like a fantastic musical theatre star, like she does mess up like a regular human being. They are not somehow gods who can just do everything just very like easily, and just yeah, it's just nice to have human characteristics.
Oh, she's just amazing. I love Jodie Prenger to bits. From the 2009 London revival of Oliver, featuring Jodie Prenger as Nancy and Rowan Atkinson himself as Fagin, this is It's a Fine Life.
Come here, Slam.
It's Nancy.
Come on, Bet. Wake up, boys.
It's Nancy. Wake up, boys. Wake up, boys. The ladies are here.
And that, unfortunately, brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with us.
We apologise, but also it's not going to change.
I mean, it's great fun. We love it. If you go to Facebook or Twitter, as well as making requests and shout-outs, you can find the breakdowns for all the shows so far this year. And, yeah, it's great work. Good job, guys. Farewell.
Bye.
As I said earlier, today is Remembrance Sunday, and I want to play one of my favourite songs from Here to Eternity in honour of that. We're going to play the finale number, which heavily features a reprise of an earlier song in the show called Boys of 41, which is sung by the women of the show over the top of like the attack on Pearl Harbor. It's this whole staging of the show is amazing, but that scene particularly is incredibly well done. It's a really, really beautiful song, and I feel it's such a shame that more people don't know about this musical. Like Robert Lonsdale's line in the middle of it just breaks my heart every time. And actually, for the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor on the 7th of December 2013, the cast were joined on stage by the military wives who sang the song. I might get you to share the video of that because it's a really good version of it. Very nice.
I will do. It'll be on Twitter.
It gives me chills every time. So we'll be back at the same time next week. But for now, I'm Here to Eternity. This is the Boys of 41.
Is URN
Showtime Breakdown.